Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Psul Mikdash, and the laws of invalidated karbonos in the Seif Avodah, which we continue the theme of the previous two parakim, which are these Mishnayos and Masechtos Kinim, where instead of, as in the previous parakim, where the birds got mixed up, here, it's more specific regarding if the woman said that she's bringing a pair of birds, besides obligatory, and then she specifies, or doesn't specify, but they forget exactly what was what. That's the theme of this parak. So the Rambam begins halacha alef. Ha'isha she'amrav. The woman says, Harei olei ken kesha'elet zachar. I am going to bring a pair of birds when I give birth to a boy. So if yolda zachar, if she gives birth to a boy, mevi'a arba oifes. So the primary halacha is that she has to bring four birds. Why? Shneim lenidra. Two for her vow, which that was the pair of birds she took as a vow when she's going to give birth to a boy. Behein oila, and those are two burnt sacrifices. Commercial battle, we can explain, which were between the lines in the previous parakim, where it's not really explicit, seemingly, in the Rambam's halacha, specifically in his Yada Chazak in the Mishnah Torah, where he says this idea, unless if he refers to what was mentioned, Perak Aleph, Halachiyat Aleph, that a bird never comes as a shlamim. We know Chatzis Ashem is only for Ched, so it would come out that if she's taking a nether, then it would be obvious that it's going to be oilos. Now, so that's for the pair of birds, that they have to be two oilos for the nether that she took. And then Shleim Lechevasa, then there's two birds for her obligation, Mishum Leida, where any woman who gives birth has an obligation to bring the carbon of the Yeledis, which we're talking about a poor woman who gave birth, because actually a wealthy woman, she actually brings a keves, a lamb for her oila, and an oif for her Chatzis. But if she's a poor woman, she'll be bringing two birds for her obligatory birth, and those two birds, however, one would be an oilo and one would be a chatas. So in the Mitzvah Lamed, comes out that you learn what it's supposed to be done is shakoyin tzorach lasas cholish peredin lamala. The coin has to bring three of those birds on the upper half of the mezbech, which is halacha as the oila sa'if is supposed to be, or preda achas lamata, and one of the birds are supposed to be on the bottom half of the mezbech, like the obligatory chatas ha'if. Now, let's say the coin made a mistake. V'asa shtayim l'mal or shtayim l'mata. He didn't think. He had these two sets, four birds, and he's like, okay, generally there's one's a chatas, one's a oilus. So he goes, he brings from each one of them, he's bringing one on top, one on bottom. So essentially, he takes two birds on the top and two birds on the bottom. V'lay nimlech, and he didn't consult. So tzorch l'hovi oid preda achas. So they have to bring another one bird, where, because she has to bring a third oila, the akarvena lamala, and she bring that one on the top, because she's supposed to have three on the top and one on the bottom. If he did two on the top, two on the bottom, that means to say one oila was not brought in its requisite place, so that has to be brought on the top. Now, when we say this, that they only have to bring one more, is kishaviyah harba, meminechet, when all the four birds, where two were for her neder and two was for her chayva, were all from the same type of birds. Kugain Shayikul and Titan, Ibn Ayyayna, all of them were turtle doves, or all of them were young doves. So good, so then it's okay, it's just the one that was off, because they're all the same type anyway. But let's say these two pairs, one pair was two doves, another pair was two young doves. And again, and erroneously, the Kohen went and ba'asa shnayim l'mal or shnayim l'mata. He did two on the top, two on the bottom. In other words, he took from one species on the top, and he did from the other species on the bottom. He doesn't know which species was done on the bottom, which one was done on the top. Oh, then tzricha l'havi oid. Then she has to bring not just one more bird, but oid tayr uvenyayna, another turtle dove and another young dove. Ba'asa shnayim l'mal, and do both of them on the top. To fulfill her obligation. Why? As the Rambam explains. Because if initially the two turtle doves were done on the bottom, if so, okay, so the Torah for the chatas, which was she was obligated to bring one chatas, one oila, she did the chatas on the bottom, but then she hasn't yet brought the Torah for the oila, this turtle dove. And but there was never an obligation of Ben Yoina if that wasn't the Cheva one. So Tzricha Turtle Mal Hashem Chevasa. So she has to bring a turtle dove of on the upper half of the Mizbech to fulfill the obligation of the Ayla, one of the Yeledis Cheva, of Chiv. Now, the Master Shneb Nei HaYoina Lamata, and if she had done both young doves on the bottom, so Tzricha Ben Yoina Lamala, then you have to bring a young dove on the top, Lahashem Chevasa, to supplement the chatas that you did, yeah, that was good on the bottom, but the other bird of that same species, which, again, if it was the nedava part, that was saying that you fulfilled on the top. It was saying the only problematic would be if you have on the bottom, so one would, you would fulfill your chatas, but the other one, the oila wasn't, that was on the bottom, so then you have to fulfill your obligation, and the reason is because a person cannot bring their obligation, goizel echad, one bird, tar achas oi ben yoina. Because you're saying, wait a second, I'm fulfilling. I'm bringing. Had one was the chatas and one was the oil. Okay, that I didn't fulfill my obligation. But I'm gonna bring another one as an oil. No, you can't, because you can't bring from one pair to have one a turtle dove or one a young dove. It's got to be the same. It's got to either both be turtle doves or both be young doves. And therefore, by the ones that were brought on the top, so good. So those are oilas. But regarding the chiyuv that you had, where you brought that whole species on the bottom, so again, one of them will be, because you didn't designate which, fine, that will be for your chiyuv, so you'll have your one chatas, but the other one, which you didn't do, because that's the other one's your oil, and you did on the bottom, well, you got to bring it on the top. But which one? We don't know if that was the turtle dove or the young dove, and then you got to bring one of each to be the oila of the partner of the chatas that you did on the bottom. Halacha base. Getting more complex. Persha Nidra. Let's say she actually specified her vow. And the Amr the Kain, she said to the Kain, Eilu Lenidri. Where here she's saying which ones are which. In the previous halacha, I was like, okay, whichever ones was on the ones at the top, that was fulfilling. I didn't know which one was which, but it's fulfilling the two oilas of the neder that she had taken. But no, here she actually specified, these are for my vow, and these are for my obligation. Now, you can't anymore say that the two automatic on the top were her two nedarim, because the ones she specified which one they are. And now they just got mixed up by the kohen. Vasam, kohen, and again, the kohen did the same mistake, but just it's more complex now. He did shtaim l'malav, shtaim l'mata, two on the top, two on the bottom. V'lo yada ezim hen osel malav, ezim osel mata. He doesn't know which one of the pairs he did on the top, which two he did on the bottom. So tzrich l'havi shalosh ha'ofes. So now she has to bring three birds. Shnaim l'nidra, two for her vow. Because like before, we thought, okay, great, she fulfilled her vow. The two on the top are oilas. No, we don't know. We don't know where they were done, as Ram's going to explain. So you have to bring two for the vow, because possibly they were done on the bottom. And the oil is not valid on the bottom. And the echad lehashem chayvasa, and once also to fulfill the obligation, which is only one, the aso hashnayim lemalo, and so you'll do the two on the top, shahari pirshin nidra, because she had specified her vow. And the shemesh naim shel nidra naslamata, maybe the two of the vow, it's not like we could say, oh, the two that were on the top are going to be for the vow, no. These were designated as the two birds. They were already specified. These are two oilies. And maybe they're done on the bottom. Shem psulis, which they're invalid. So therefore, those have to be on the top to fulfill the oilah. Now, b'med v'amum, when do we say this? Is b'shevi harba sheperisha nidra b'shnaimhen, is when she's bringing the four that she had specified her vow, which were two of them, were mimin echad, from one species. In other words, that all the four birds were from one species. It's just that, like we said, in this case, which got more complex, is that the two that were for her nether, she specified that these are those two birds. So that's what the halacha is going to be, that she's going to have to bring three birds, where you're going to have to make up for the chatas, because even if the two nederim on the bottom, that means say the two of the chayva on the top, which means say, okay, at least you got one oila of the chayva on the top, you just got to make up the chatas which is brought on the bottom. But let's say, a little bit more complex, let's say they actually were from two different species. So the woman had specified one species for her vow. And the kohen doesn't remember what he did on the top, what he did on the bottom. In this case, so we went up from one to two to three, and now she's got to bring four other birds, which she had four birds to bring. She's got to bring a whole nother four birds. She's got to bring Shnayim Miminsha Pirshaba Nidra, the two from the species that she had specified, which is her vow. Again, Ya'asul Nidra. She has to do for her vow. U Shnayim Ezim Min Shetirtsa Yuluchavasa. And then two from whatever species she wants to for her obligation, which you could always pick for your obligation. There's never specify which one. And the reason for this is because maybe the Eila was actually done on the bottom. And then you also ech lemala, ech lemata, and then from the chiv you bring one on the top, one on the bottom, like a regular chiv, which the oil is going to go on the top, and the chatas goes on the bottom. So for example, let's say a woman had taken a vow for two turtle doves, and both of them, like we said, have to be oilis. Maybe the kohen went and made the two turtle doves on the bottom, and they're invalidated, like the halacha of oil that's done on the bottom. So she's got to bring two other oilis. Now in this situation, the woman didn't bring any chatas for her chiv, because, like we said, these might have been the oilis, and you already specified the oilis. And the chatas essentially was brought on the top and became invalidated. So therefore, you never fulfilled your obligation. And in this case, you have to go ahead, and we don't know which is which. Maybe the oilis was on the bottom, or maybe the chatas was on the top. We don't know. So therefore, then you got to go ahead and fulfill all four from the beginning. Halacha Gimel. Let's say Kava Nidra. In other words, when she took the vow, she established the species, and she said that it's upon me to bring, this is the nether, that species. Now, if a different species is brought, she's not fulfilling her obligation. So for Amish, she said like this, Imelid Zachar, if I'm going to give birth to a boy, so she's not just saying, I'm going to bring a pair of birds, she's specifying, Harelai Shtei Sayurim, it's upon me to bring two turtle doves. Now, we're only using that as an example because we're actually talking about where she ends up forgetting what species she had specified. But she had specified which one. The Yaldin, she gave birth, the Via Arba Oifes, and then she brought four birds from one species. And she specified which is going to be for her vow, which is going to be for her obligation. So you have Shnaim Lenidra, two birds for her vow, Shnaim Lechavasa, and two for her obligation as a regular woman that gives birth. For Asa, and again, the Kain he does in this simplistic, mistaken way, Shnaim Lamal or Shnaim Lamata, two birds on the top, two birds on the bottom. And moreover, V'lo Yada, he doesn't know Ezenas Lamal of Ezenas Lamata. We don't know, like, to find out, okay, what did we do wrong? He doesn't know which was brought on the top, which one was brought on the bottom. So he doesn't know if he had made the birds that the woman had taken as a vow on the top. Maybe they were done on the bottom. Moreover, V'gam Heishakcha, she also forgot, V'lo Yada, she doesn't know, Be'ezen Min Kav Nidra, like we explained, she herself doesn't remember what was the species that she had initially taken a vow, so you can end up even having to maybe bring more birds than were initially vowed to fulfill the obligation. Just remember, what was it that I had specified? In B'toidim, or even a Hayyoyna, was it with turtle doves or with young doves? So in other words, she knows what species was given to the Kohen to sacrifice for her nether, but she doesn't know if that was the species she had originally taken and specified when she took a nether. So she has to bring shtei soidim im shnei bnei yoina, just lenidra. She has to bring two turtle doves and two young doves for her vow. In other words, because you have two doubts as a stringency. First of all, maybe the birds that she gave are not from that species that she had taken a vow. And that suffix obligates us that she should have to bring another two birds from the second species. So for example, let's say the first one was turtle doves. She has to bring now young doves for her vow. Not more than that, because two turtle doves from the first four are fulfilling the obligation of the Leda, but she's got to bring, again, to make up for the turtle doves, but maybe they were really young doves. And the Asar, Arbat, and Lamala, and those four are all encased there for Haneder, so all those four are going to be done on the upper half of the Mezbech as an Oila. Now, in addition, that, she, like we said, that there was one doubt. Now, there was a second doubt, that maybe the Kohen had brought on the bottom the two birds that she had specified for her vow, and this was the second element, that really was supposed to be on the top. So in this situation, not only you have to bring, which was the other type, like we said, like let's say she had brought already, because she already brought four birds. So two, let's say, were for the nether was Tyrim. So we said, besides that, you got to bring Bnei Yon, because maybe it wasn't the right type that she had vowed. But not only that, you got to bring not only Bnei Yon, but also, again, like we said, the four birds, because the original two you have to do over again, because maybe, again, that was done in the wrong place. Maybe it was done on the bottom instead of being on the top. So she got to bring a pair from each one. That's the four birds that she's doing on the top, which are all oilas. Now, like we're saying, but Tovi Goysel Echad, and she brings one bird from whichever species she wants to, in addition to these four, which that bird is going to be brought as a chatas for her leda, because maybe the two that were brought on the bottom, maybe those were the two that were specified for hoilis, so she's got to bring another bird, lahashlem chayvas, to fulfill obligation. And here's where we have a girsa in the old text of the Rambam, the Yasul Lamal, and she brought on the top, which the parenthesis says she kifar asa shneim lamata, because she already did two on the bottom shem chatzis, which therefore fulfills obligation chatzis. However, Kesem Mishnah brings that no, the gisa should be to fulfill obligation and should be done lamata on the bottom and to delete the parentheses, because this is actually referring to the chatzis, where maybe the two that were brought were actually the specified oilis, which were undone at the bottom, and you didn't do any chatas. Now, oilis you for sure did, whichever one it was, because it was done on the top. But whether they be the Nadarm ones or whether it be from Herchiv, but the chatas possibly was never done. So you got to bring one more, besides the four on the top, you got to bring one on of chatas on the bottom. Now, Medvamun, when we say this, is Keshevia Harba Tchila, is when she had initially brought those original four. The first two pairs were min echad, from one species. But now how we get even more complicated. Avam hoyu shnei minin, but let's say there were two species, and the kohen doesn't remember which species did on top, which it did on the bottom. Tzricha lahavi shisha ifas. So now she has to bring six birds. Why? So before we just said five, now she's got to bring six. Shtei sairim shnei b'niyayin l'nedra. So that's the same thing like we said regarding when it's with one species in the previous case. Because you don't know which she had specified, and even the one that was originally brought, maybe was brought in the wrong place, brought on the bottom. So bring again for your nether two turtle doves together with and or two young. Doesn't mean you got to bring both, but it's one of them is to fulfill the nether. And with Davi Lechevas, in this case, for her obligatory Yeledis pair of birds, she's got to bring Shtei Sairim Oishnei B'nei Yoinen. She's got to bring not just one more bird, but it's got to bring two birds, which again you could choose. Either two turtle doves or two young doves, because when she brings two species, we don't know from which species was the oila of the leida, and because the chatas and the oila have to be from the same species, she can't just go ahead and supplement the chatas. Rather, they have to bring another pair, one for chatas, one for oila, and then the osa echlamala vechlamata, and one will be brought on the top, one will be brought on the bottom, and a similar case, b'cheinim nesonasam lakoyin. So to, let's say she gave to the kohen, she forgets what she gave him. Where she knows, let's say, unlike the previous cases, where she knows what she made for her nether, but she doesn't know if she gave to the kohen that species that she'd taken a vow. But halacha kohen v'asan the kohen went and he did it. V'eni yedei heichanasi, he doesn't know how he did it. Imakol l'malo, ekol l'mata, did it all go on top? Did it all go on the bottom? Imakol l'malo, imakol l'mata, maybe half on top, half on bottom. So harizit tavish teiseirim imshnim b'nei yoin l'nidra, as we said. So she has to bring two turtle doves with two young doves for her vow, because she doesn't know if she knows what her vow was, but she doesn't know if she fulfilled it, she doesn't know what she gave to the kohen. And again, there's been two turtle doves or two young doves for obligation, because again, like we said in the previous, in the last part of the previous case, that maybe that what were done on the bottom were the birds that she had taken for her vow, and they're invalidated, and therefore that means to say the chatas ha'oif was never done, because that was done on the top. And since we don't know, yes, there was an oila that was done at the top for a chay, but we don't know which one it is, so she has an obligation to bring a homeless species, whichever one she wants to, because it's got to match up the chatas with the oila. Halacha dal. Kava chayvasa. Let's say she established which type of karbanos she's going to bring for her leida. This is where we're getting a little bit more specifically. We're more complicated, because up until now we weren't talking about her neder. And the chayva, we never said anything about it. It was a sasum, it was unspecified. Now here, her chayva, her obligatory carbon, whether it be a wealthy version of a yeledis or poor, but she didn't establish from what type of bird she's going to bring for her leda. But she established her chayva and her carbon neder, and she had established what type she's going to bring for her vow. But v'shalcha b'makavo. Now she begat, what did she establish for her leda and for her vow? Joseph forgets what she gave to the kohen, and the kohen doesn't remember if it did all on top, all on the bottom, or half an F. Now, v'ef it's possible, shechavasa, that maybe her obligatory carbon for birth was, it's possible, if she could afford it, was a keves lo'ilo, was a lamb for oilo, upreda achas, and one bird, whether it be tar or ben yaino, whether it be turtle dove or young dove, l'chatas for achatas. L'fikach tovi shesh predin. So therefore she has to go ahead and bring six birds. Arbol nidra, like we've always been saying, four for her vow. Again, two turtle doves, two young doves, because we're not sure which one it was. Ushnaim lechavasa, and two for her obligation, like we said in the previous halacha. But the oid, then tabi chatas. So besides the six birds, she's got to bring also a chatas, chatas echad, one chatas, of ben yoina oitar, of a young dove or a turtle dove, im keves, with the lamb, because maybe, actually, her kabban was that of a wealthy woman. and she has to bring a chatzis sa'if with the keves of the oila. So although she already went and brought an oila sa'if with a chatzis sa'if in case she took an ani's carbon, but maybe it's a wealthy woman's carbon, which obligates a separate chatzis together with the keves. So nimtza shehaviyu sheva oifas the keves, it comes that she's bringing seven birds and a lamb. Now halacha hey b'chol chatzis sa'ilo in the chalitz, all these chatzis that we spoke about that have to be brought, I mean, there's oilas and chatas, but the chatas are not eaten, they shouldn't suffer. Oilas are never eaten because they're burned, but the chatas are not eaten because they're a situation of doubt, and in general, whenever there's a chatas of Abba'ala Safek, as the Rambam explained in the previous parak, they are burned.